You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yosef HaTzadik sent a souvenir, a sorati, for his father, which is Shalach Kezot. What does Kezot mean?
Like this.
Like this. Wow, what does it mean, like this? So one of the things that he sent for his Abba was 10 donkeys. Why 10? Not 8, 7, 15, 18, that's a good number. So why 10?
10 children.
10 children off of who? Yaakov Avinu. Yes. So what's the connection between the donkey and his children? They send them 10 donkeys. So they
each of them represent one of them. They bring gift for...
I know, that's a respect that he telling his father that your children is like a donkey, yeah? Yeah, the Yisachar, right, as we see in this Shabbat. So,
before 10 things were created in the world, one of them is also asking the donkey man, right?
Yes, right, that's true. Yeah.
So, donkey has a significance.
Yes, it does.
It was a sign of Mechila that he says he mochel to his brothers.
I'm saying 10 donkeys? What's the connection?
Donkey is Akshan.
No, donkey is very anav.
Working hard.
Worked hard. You know, he never complains. And then, you know, he always, obeys the owner. He never sleeps on the bed. It's a very, very, anav, humble. So now Maharal Zatzal says a very interesting thing. Maharal says that Yosef HaTzadik, when he sent the donkeys, obviously when the brothers are going to go back and inform the father that Yosef is alive, so the reaction that Yaakov might show that is going to not look into what happened. How did he end up in Mitzrayim? Who caused it? So now Yosef HaTzadik wants to tell his father, see, donkey has a very interesting point, and that is, let's say you put tomatoes on the donkey. He knows what is on it?
No.
Or let's say you put cucumber. He would know what he's carrying?
No.
So now, Yosef HaTzadik is telling his father, without respect, not that Chas V'Shalom, they have a resemblance, but he wants to tell his father the same way the donkey just carries, anything that they load them up. Your children and my brothers, whatever they did, exactly, it was like a donkey. So they're not to be blamed. So whatever that they did to me, just like whatever that's supposed to happen. So don't get upset at them. Don't get angry at them. And also, he wanted to tell him that these donkeys, another 210 years, your children, they're going to leave Mitzrayim, and everyone will have a 90 loads of golden clothing and silver. So actually he had two messages for his father. One was that whatever that he did to me, and just like an act of a donkey that carries the load, it's not that, to be blamed. And also, later on, after 210 years, after they finished the Galut, the exile, then there will be, as Hashem promised Abraham, Birchush Gadol. So now, the message here is very powerful, and that is, we are tend to say, he did it. It is all his fault. He meant to do it to me. He was planning to do it to me. But here, Yisroel Tzadik is teaching us that there is no such a thing. The whoever that come up with a plan, actually, just like the donkey, whatever that he carries and is loaded on, that's a task that is given to him. So he's not to be blamed. He cannot point at him, you know, he's like this, he's like that, you know, he always does it to me. Everybody, in a way, with all respect, is just like a donkey that carries the load. He doesn't know what he's carrying, but that's the load is given to him to carry. Or either, you know, as we see, the Melech Shalom, what happened with Doeg? And he was cursed by him. Shimi ben Gera, Shimi ben Gera. So, right, so he says that Hashem amalo qalel. He says that the voice that you're hearing just is broadcasting from Shammai. Hashem put whatever that he's telling me in his mouth. It's not that he's saying it. So that means anything that we are told and we take it personal and we are offended, actually, somebody became a messenger to tell it to us. So he's not the one to be blamed. But this is a very, very high madriga that one can attain. That anything that happens to his life, just have in mind he's just the carrier, the load. Not that, you know, Chas v'Shalom, he's your enemy and he's the one who goes against you. But how did it happen? Something that I needed to get fixed. Or something that I've done in the past, so now this is coming back to me.
And also, you said that Mashiach comes and buys out, maybe he's saying this is because of Mashiach, then you said.
Ah.
Maybe.
Right, so, yes. Actually, well, we'll see with Hashem soon, but when he says, Rochev al Hamor, that means Moshiach can only is going to show up that the generation will be riding on Chumriyot. So that means they're not into materialistic and so on. That's what, you know, is being explained. Well, we'll see soon, but, you know, him riding on the Chamor, maybe it's kind of out of imagination. But what the Chazal, the sages, they teach us, we need to have control. As we see, the first thing that Avraham Avinu before Achidai Yitzchak did, what did he do? So, Ve'achavosh et chamoro. What does it mean, Ve'achavosh et chamoro? Yeah, not only he saddled his donkey, that means he got hold of his own chumriyot. Chamoro goes back to himself, because if he was not able to control himself and have questions, why? Why I have to do this? After so many years, Hashem told me, you know, you have a child. So he stopped it. He saddled his chumriyot. That means all the questions that he had. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik exactly was giving the message to his father, that whatever you see in my brothers, exactly it's like 10 donkeys. The same way that the donkeys, they don't know what they're carrying. So that's what exactly they did to me. They were just a messenger, because the task has to go through. So now they did whatever they did. So you should not get upset or angry at them or blame them. And that's what exactly we have to have in mind. That we have to realize that there is a supervision from Shomayim. So whatever that you see in other people, you have to shift it the other way. Such as, you know, maybe I deserve such a thing happen, so I need to fix it. And something good is going to come out of it. So Hashem is a keno, without Hashem, to be able to saddle our donkeys.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.